The thing I love most about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there's much to love, but I love his mercy and his compassion. And Allah said it in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We haven't sent you except for the as a mercy for all the worlds. And I guess for me, it shows in all the moments of the seerah when you don't expect it. You expect mercy to his followers, but then you see him as, you know, carving out time from his children when he's the most busy man on earth. You see his kindness and his gentleness as a husband. You see even the way he is as with children, you know, that here's this person that, and I'm always making excuses, I've got a job, I've got this, I've got that, but he'll take time and rub the head of an orphan, or sit and play games in the streets of Medina, or even show mercy to his enemies and those that stand against him.
The one thing that I love about the Prophet Muhammad the most would probably be how he knew how to deal with different people in different ways. You know, he dealt with the non-religious people in a specific way, with religious people in a specific way, with elders, with the young. Every person that he dealt with, he dealt in a way that would satisfy them, that would make them comfortable around the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ.
My favorite thing about Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and you see this throughout his life, is how he dealt with people. He was so gentle, he was kind, he was just in the way that he dealt with all kinds of people from different levels of society, from different parts of the world at the time.
Possibly the most universal human being one could think of, not only in terms of all of the different aspects of society that he touched through his through the teachings that he left behind, but also in terms of the qualities and characteristics that we often attribute to men and women in terms of mercy and compassion and generosity, karama, and kindness and courage.
What I love most about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have to be this balance between jalal and jamal, you know, his majestic characteristics and his, you know, very beautiful and refined characteristics. I mean, we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names also have that balance. But with the Prophet ﷺ focusing more on the Jamali side, he's very beautiful in his character, and how people, you know, were just drawn to that, and how that made them love him so much. He was serious when needed to be, and very majestic and powerful, but at the same time, he was very forgiving, merciful, and benevolent to the people around him, which brought them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
What I love most about the Prophet were his amazing manners. Subhanallah. His wife, Aisha radiallahu anha, used to say that he was a walking Qur'an, so he had amazing manners. And there was a story of his neighbor, a woman who disliked him a lot, and she used to come every day, every single day, and throw garbage in front of his door. And one day he came out and he found nothing, he didn't find any garbage, so he went to see if she was okay. And he went to her and he found that she was sick, so he brought her soup. And because of this kind act, she embraced Islam.
What I love the most about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beautiful manners and akhlaq. The amazing manners and akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Allah azza wa jalla praised him for in the Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that you are on a high standard of character. So this is the most beautiful thing I see in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How he dealt with people, his character, which is indeed was just the show of the meaning of being spiritual and religious through action and through practice.
So what I love the most about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he had such a pure heart, he had such a pure mind, and that he had full 110% reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single thing that he did. And I love him because he was a beautiful example. I love him because he sacrificed that no other human being in all of humanity has ever made the sacrifices that he has made. And no other human being has showed us the mercy that he has showed. I mean, just the different examples of the different things that he did in his life are so beautiful. They help us remember who we need to be. And inshallah, we be ambassadors and messengers and learn from his life and take that example and share it with others.